This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Yes, I still have the busy throat. My apologies. We'll work through it. We'll see what we get. Self-described beta male and sometime film critic Jordan Hoffman is one of these people that doesn't like guns. He admits he's never fired a gun. He is supposed... well, you know. He writes that he doesn't want to touch a firearm either. In his caustic review of John Wick, Chapter 2 in the UK's Guardian, he describes the movie as a shameful gun pornography after lauding it for the higher-than-usual quality for an action flick. But here's the money quote from The Guardian, and I'm going to give this to you in a British accent because, well, I can just imagine Jordan speaking this way. John Wick, Chapter 2, a string of elaborate bullet ballets with only trace elements of a plot, is hardcore gun pornography, pure and simple. And when the imagery faded, along with the hoots and hollers of the audience, I felt sunk into a crater of guilt, choking on a miasma of shame. He admits it's good, right in the subhead of his story. He continues, the sequel to the Keanu Reeves sleeper hit might be efficiently slick, but its obsession with weaponry leaves a nasty taste in the mouth. He does acknowledge it. Critics are giving it high marks, as are audiences. The critical reaction to John Wick Chapter 2 has been quite positive. And I can understand why. Audiences get to pick and choose. But we critics, the brave soldiers of cinema's trenches hurling ourselves atop grenades to save you from a bad movie, suffer through more junk than you could possibly imagine, especially in the early months of the year. Director Chad Stahelski and cinematographer Dan Lawson, production designer Kevin Cavanaugh, stunt coordinator J.J. Perry, and their teams, it must be made abundantly clear, are wizards working at the top of their craft, and the leap in quality from typical action dreck to this is undeniable. However, after giving all of those technical notes of applause to it, he just can't let it stand on its own merits. So the beta male has to offer his own two political cents worth. This guy writes for The Guardian in the United Kingdom. He has long missed the irony that from Hollywood, the industry shares a near universal hatred of all things gun. Yet they rely on them to sell tickets. Entertainment is escapism. That's what it should be. That's the way we should take it, as escapism. Movies about beta males who look like Hoffman and their boring, inconsequential lives don't put butts in the seats. Who wants to pay their hard-earned money to watch a nondescript cog in some inconsequential wheel living his mundane life, picking up his dog's droppings? Moviegoers and even the beta males tend to crave action and excitement. They want to watch alpha male heroes exhibiting all those personality strengths that help make America the greatest country on earth. Just look at the James Bond series. Or, for the nonfiction types, the heroes from history. Now, in 50 years, right, no one will know anything about this writer named Jordan Hoffman. But people still revere King Leonidas 2,497 years after he died gallantly leading his soldiers in battle. Hoffman goes on to dazzle us with his feminized psychological responses to what he sees on the big screen. He writes, "Years ago, watching a beatdown or shootout would send me into a white-knuckle sweat." Can you figure it? Just think about what that would be like in person, Jordan. Oh, my. What would that be like? Ooh. But from there on, he goes full hoplophobe. He writes, "A lustily shot sequence teases out one weapon after another, and to one who has never held a wet firearm and has no intention of doing so, each make and model just sounds like chrome noise. Until our hero was handed an enormous rifle in the AR family." Oh, that's the one I've heard of. "I recognize it as the gun of choice in Newtown and Aurora and San Bernardino." Parentheses, "The Pulse Dance Club in Orlando fell to an MCX, the Pepsi to the AR-15's Coke." Oh, man. I love it when the left gets out there and conflates Muslim terrorism with criminal violence. "If we only had the courage to outload those enormous rifles in the AR family, certainly everything would have to be well, wouldn't it?" But the icing on this fitted cake is piled on at the end of the review, where The Guardian begs for donations to support their truthful, in-depth reporting, especially in the face of fake news and alternative facts. So we get this. "Since you're here, we've got a small favor to ask. More people are reading The Guardian than ever, but far fewer are paying for it. And advertising revenues across the media are falling fast. So you can see why we need to ask for your help. The Guardian's independent investigative journalism informed by our values takes a lot of time, money, and hard work to produce. But we do it because we believe in the power of truthful, in-depth reporting, especially in the face of fake news and alternative facts. If everyone who reads our reporting, who likes it, helps to pay for it, our future would be much more secure." Sounds like you guys got a problem. Oh, gosh. Listen, I understand that the beta males have problems with firearms. Like Gersh Kuntzman, the journalist who left the confines of New York to go fire an AR-15 three times and claimed to have post-traumatic stress from that, from the power of the massive AR-15. He would really be taken aback, don't you think? You know, in Germany, in the 1980s, when we would deploy to the field, we had to take our weapon with us. And sometimes in Germany, we spent a lot of time out in the cold. So, in order to keep up with our M16s, we had to put them in the sleeping bag with us. We literally slept with the fully automatic M16 variant. Every single one of us. We weren't afraid of them because we were all young alpha males. And I just get a kick out of the beta male getting out there and all of the indignation and upset and everything else, it just cracks me up. I'm sorry, I can't help myself. Especially a Brit. Those witty Brits. Oh, well. When we get back, we're going to talk about the upcoming run at Gorsuch. We're going to discuss which senators we think are going to go for this and what they're going to have to do, because he's going to get confirmed. That is without a doubt going to happen. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. With the nomination of Judge Neil Gorsuch to replace Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. There's a little cause for celebration. There'll be more for when he's confirmed, but right now, too much celebration would be a little premature because the battle has not begun. The fight over Jeff Sessions as Attorney General is going to be a cakewalk compared to the fight over Gorsuch. However, Gorsuch is inevitable. Talked about this last night. The Democrats are at least temporarily completely neutered. I mean, they've got nothing in this game. There's still snowflakes out there on the left that cry about how this was stolen from Merrick Garland, while conveniently ignoring that Joe Biden threatened to do the same in 1992 and Schumer made similar comments in 2008. But this is one of these fights. See, the Supreme Court is one of these things that lasts for a long time. So for them, this is for all the marbles. And in this case, Gorsuch is a likely fifth vote to uphold the ruling made by the district court in the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands that tossed a semi-auto ban and a number of other strict gun laws. He's the fifth vote that secures the Heller ruling that recognized the Second Amendment as a individual right and which tossed out D.C.'s handgun ban. The McDonald case, which extended the prohibition on banning handguns to the states, is also secure. When he is confirmed, and that will be a hard fight, all of that will happen, but Chuck Schumer wants 60 votes for confirmation, and I don't really object to that. Popping off the nuke option now makes it easier to replace the next openings, which are potentially Ginsburg and Breyer, with reliable conservatives. The good news is that Gorsuch briefly hit the 60-vote threshold until Gene Shaheen flip-flopped. That's why Kelly Ayotte and Mark Kirk mattered, people. Better to have started with 54 to work your way to 60 than the present 52. So, if we maintain the tradition within the Senate, the rules within the Senate, we need eight Democrats to cross over and vote. And there's a lot of Senate Democrats facing re-election in the states that Trump won. To win their primaries, they must now show fealty to the activists and the donors and the party leadership. So who do you think provides the money for the DNC efforts on behalf of Heidi Heitkamp and John Tester and Joe Donnelly? The same folks who also donate to the DNC efforts for Chuck Schumer and the most anti-gun members of the House and Senate. Did Heitkamp, Tester, and Donnelly back Jeff Sessions as AG? No. Now, the good news, if anything is out there, is that the anti-Second Amendment forces and the rest of the left seem to have been unable to really reach beyond their base on the issue of guns. Furthermore, outside that issue, Trump has made some serious progress, notably to bring jobs in. And in that, if that continues over the next 4 years, we could see significant gains in the Senate and a second Trump term. Now, right now, that's still in the if category. Because the obstructionist, right now, the obstructionist thing is still something to be contended with because we're still trying to fill out a cabinet. His cabinet is not put together yet. I don't think we should start counting his first 100 days until he has a full team underneath him. But that's beside the point. That's beside the point. The left isn't going to roll over. Are they going to try not to roll over after losing the 2016 presidential election? If anything, they intend to fight as furiously as they can to take our rights, and they're going to be persistent about it. The problem, as I see it, is what they haven't learned. I like to think of myself as the learning animal. Really, I do. I like to think of myself as one that makes a mistake, and then does not replicate it. They ran. All of them seemed to run on, Hillary was running. She was going to, just eradicate law in order to put the gun industry out of business. And that didn't work out. That didn't work out for them. So their determination to take our rights hasn't really paid out. And so far we've been quite nice, I think, in victory. But, we'll see where this goes. If nothing else, we need to ensure that these things like the Supreme Court, if Trump gets to put another justice in there. And, I've heard Ginsburg intends to stay as long as she can now. And, okay. We're going to let somebody that's in their 80s be a determining factor in what is and is not constitutional in these United States. In a lot of cases, they're not even allowed to drive a car. They can't walk up the steps. But they can try to make determining efforts as to where the way your life can be run or not run. So I find that amusing. But when that happens, if he gets one more after Gorsuch goes in, it will be a generation before they can mount any sort of a challenge to things again. And they're very upset about that. They're very upset about Betsy DeVos because education, they've been doing the old Hitler youth thing for so long now that now that's about to be snatched away from them because Betsy DeVos is going to give the power to the parents. She's going to let the parents be the determining factor about what goes on. It's a new day in the good old U.S. of A. When we get back, NBC News, they got out there the other day. They came out with some ghost gun fake news. We're going to discuss what that is. We'll be right back.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Jeff Rawson is a supposedly investigative reporter with the NBC News, and, well, he decided to go fear-mongering about the firearms industry. He did an incredibly dishonest article and piece about the so-called ghost gun, a hysterical term used to describe firearms made from gun parts kits sold both in retail stores and online. He writes, a legal loophole means that anyone, including criminals, can order a so-called ghost gun off the web without a background check. A gun with no serial number that can't be traced. The guns are built from kits and arrive in pieces, so under existing law, when they're shipped, they aren't guns. When assembled by their buyers, they're lethal and legal. Federal officials like Graham Barlow, the resident agent in charge of the ATF's Sacramento office, said the loophole is dangerous. He said people that could not pass a background check are purchasing these unfinished receiver kits and making firearms because they know that if they went to a gun store, they wouldn't be able to pass a background check. Police say criminals are well aware of the availability of ghost guns, and they've been used in shootings across the country from Maryland to California. Jeff Rosin, NBC News national investigative correspondent, went online to see how easy it would be to order these gun kits. He quickly found dozens of websites offering the product and ordered a rifle kit, which he had shipped to former ATF agent Rick Vasquez in Virginia. All the parts needed to assemble a gun were in the box when it arrived. It took Vasquez a couple of hours to assemble the weapon. Vasquez said this is now a completed semi-automatic firearm. Rossin noted that there was no serial number on the finished product, making it untraceable. Said Vasquez, this is correct. You cannot trace this firearm. He and Rawson then took the weapon to a range and fired it, where, in Vasquez's expert opinion, it worked great. Here's something about that, okay? You do not buy a lower receiver that is ready to go that doesn't have a serial number on it. If the cavity is cut out of the lower receiver where the fire control group goes, that is then considered a firearm. You cannot simply buy all the parts for any firearm online and simply slap the pieces together to build a point-shooting firearm, as they said. This is just out-and-out blatant lies. Every firearm made or imported into the United States has a part of the frame or receiver that the ATF recognizes as the actual firearm that carries a serial number. All the other pieces are just parts. And it's these other pieces, the barrels and the stocks and the handguards and the sights and the triggers, that can be bought online or in retail stores as individual parts or in parts kits. But the receiver, if it is milled out and ready to go, has to be purchased as a serialized firearm like a whole gun, or it must be manufactured from an incomplete piece of material into a functional firearm. And that's where Vasquez and the NBC News mislead. Now, the metal part shown whenever you're looking is the lower receiver. It doesn't look quite like it normally does because it doesn't have a buttstock and a buffer tube and a buffer spring and a buffer. And where the trigger goes, the fire control group and the spring and the hammer and all that other fun stuff, is just solid. And that's because it is an inert piece of metal, slightly shaped, could be worked into something, but at that particular point, it's just a piece of metal. Someone that purchases the unfinished lower must then use machine tools or a CNC machine to drill and mill out the fire control group cavity and select the switch holes. So when Vasquez put it together and just lickety-split, that didn't happen. If you don't do all of that stuff, if you don't mill out the fire control group and the selector switch holes, you just have a piece of metal. It's a paperweight. That takes time. It takes specialized tools. And you really have to know what you're doing, because especially with a billet, you know, steel, whatever, aluminum, whatever the lower might be made of, if it's metal and you make a slight miscalculation, you've ruined it. This is not something just anybody can do. I've had two or three of these kits laying around, and I've always just given them away because I didn't know what to do with them. I didn't know how to make them work. Now, they came with everything. They came with the fire control group in pieces, came with the trigger and, you know, the pistol grip and the springs and everything else. But it was a piece of metal. So you need to have something like, first of all, you'd have to have a jig designed, and you need to know how to move the jig and where to move the jig and when to move the jig to drill out all of these cavities. This is fake news at its highest, simply because most people look at a ghost. And a ghost gun, what makes this a ghost gun is that it doesn't have a serial number. But it is legal. And if somebody can't buy a gun in a gun shop, it's illegal for them to make a ghost gun. That doesn't make it any less legal or illegal for them to do it. But here we have a serial liar in Jeff Rosin describing the effort that you must manufacture a receiver from incomplete pieces of metal to have the core of a firearm. They completely gloss over that reality and assert that you can buy all the completed parts online and simply assemble a firearm without hardly any effort at all. And this is why the mainstream media continues to hemorrhage What has been their legacy audience? And if you're looking for an example, look no further than NBC News and Jeff Rosen. Because they're trying to sell fear and sensationalism, creating an imaginary loophole in the law that simply doesn't exist. And I don't know why, if there's been so many shootings with these things. Now, I know there has been some there. I think there was one in somewhere in California, Santa Monica, perhaps. I don't know, around a college. And I think they might have actually had full-on standard magazines as well. But having said that, this is not that widespread simply because it's such a specialized piece to put together. Because anybody that goes out and buys a lower that is ready to go that they do not have to mill out have bought a gun, and they have to go through a background check. I've done it many times. I've got one. I'll go get it during the break, and I'll show it to you when I get back, the bootleg rifle. I bought a lower. I didn't chisel that thing out. It was ready to go when I got it. When we get back, we're going to talk. We now have an example of government that is completely malfeasant and doesn't know what it's doing, and now they're endangering their citizens. We have an example of that now. You've been hearing about it all along for the last two or three days. We're going to talk about how that got to that point when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
The time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P152. C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Right now, in California, there's a massive evacuation of the area surrounding the Oroville Dam, which need not have happened. It did not have to be necessary. It was not a needed thing to do. Because state officials were warned about that dam a decade ago. Defenders of Governor Moonbeam claim that fixing the emergency spillway, now threatening to collapse and cause catastrophic flooding, was never a priority, and that the massive rainfall that led to the crisis could not have been foreseen. And that may be true. But it's also a fact that the state spent billions for the $100 billion high-speed rail system, and billions more were spent on caring for illegal aliens. A tiny fraction of that spending, $200 million, could have been used to shore up the dam and avoid what could be the most serious flooding in modern California history. Coming from the Washington Times, in 2005, advocacy groups led by the Friends of the River urged the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to order the state to reinforce the dam's earthen walls with concrete, citing the erosion risk, according to the San Jose Mercury News. The agency rejected the request on the recommendation of the State Department of Water Resources and local water agencies, which would have been on the hook for improvements that would have cost as much as $100 million. Reinforcing the Oroville Dam was not included in Mr. Brown's $100 billion wish list of products prepared last month at the request of the National Governors Association in response to Mr. Trump's call for $1 trillion in infrastructure improvements. One project that did make the list, California's high-speed rail, a pet project of Mr. Brown's, with an estimated price tag of $100 billion that has become, for state Republicans, a symbol of out-of-control spending, got passed, of course. Yeah. Last month, the state's 14 Republican members of the U.S. House sent a letter to Transportation Secretary Elaine L. Chao asking her to suspend federal funding for high-speed rail while her office conducts a full and complete audit of the project and its finances. Critics of California's willingness to spend billions of dollars on high-speed rail and services for illegal immigrants were quick to draw parallels to the state's failure to invest in the Oroville Dam. The cost of fixing the spillway alone is now $200 million. Charlie Kirk, founder of conservative student group Turning Point USA, fired off a meme Monday saying California Governor Jerry Brown spends $25 billion per year to support illegal immigrants. I wonder how much Governor Brown spent to maintain the Oroville Dam. Others defended Mr. Brown, pointing out that the emergency spillway had never been used until this year and that the catastrophic rainstorms came as a shock, especially after 5 years of drought. Still others turned the crisis into an opportunity to blast Mr. Trump, saying that he should repair the Oroville Dam instead of building a wall on the southern border. Okay. One thing about droughts, inevitably they end. They always come to an end, inevitably. So the fact that they're sitting there saying, well, we're having a drought, I wonder if they were sitting there going, and it's never going to end. Good governance depends on making good choices. And government can't fix everything all at once, but it should be able to prioritize spending to ensure the safety of residents. So instead of coddling the illegal aliens, which only encourage more illegals to cross the border and settle in California, how much more money would have been available to spend on infrastructure projects like the Oroville Dam if the state had cooperated with federal immigration authorities in trying to get a handle on the massive influx of illegals over the last several decades? The spending billions on a high-speed rail system to nowhere is a waste of tax dollars. Should go without saying. How many roads and bridges and dams could be fixed if those billions had been devoted to realistic and pressing infrastructure problems? Californians, including the ones on the run, like all Americans, are getting the government that they deserve. They have voted the Democrats in for years and are now reaping the rewards and paying the price for their choices. Any effort to get Washington to pay for emergency repairs to the Oroville Dam should be shot down by Congress immediately. The money is there. All that's needed is the political will to make the hard choices to spend it. It's there in California. It's there in California. Now, is it wrong of me to sit here and say they've got the government they deserve? I don't think so. I think with anything that's going on out there, that voting for somebody means educating yourself to a degree, trying to figure out what's going on. Now, in the Republican primaries, when we had 17 players up there, everybody but one said the same damn thing. And then that one got out there and said something completely different, completely off the reservation, but it was speaking, right, to the voters. And the voters felt that. And the voters responded, which none of these establishment politicians quite, they don't even understand that. They don't know what's happened. They don't get it. So, that just cracks me up. It really does. So, what we have in California now, and this is the same. Now, see, in California, one day, they're going to have the big San Andreas fault-caused earthquake. And they are, all the emergency services places are already telling people in places like Los Angeles that you need to be prepared to handle living for weeks without any services at all, to include medical, police, fire, emergency services. And at the same time, they're being disarmed. Disarmed. If they haven't been disarmed altogether, it's certainly not like it is, say, in Wyoming. I'll put it that way. So government's going to go away. And then when, the gang members of Los Angeles outnumber the cops 4-1. So when they come out and they get to go out and do what they do. They're basically being told for a month, you're going to be able to run this city without us doing anything about it. We're not even going to try. And this is what they have voted for. This is what they enabled. So, this damn catastrophe should not have happened. It need not have happened. They had the money to fix it, but they would have been too busy mollycoddling people like the man who killed Kate Steinle. Shot her in the back with a stolen gun from a Fed. And 31 years old, Kate Steinle, the last thing she said was, "Help me, Daddy." And Moonbeam and everybody in government has been paying for that. And in the meantime, now 200,000 plus, is it 200,000? It's 188. It's a lot of people. They're on the run. They're running for their lives because a dam might give way. And then they're going to have a 30-foot long tidal wave coming down the mountain, which is not something you see every day. Government run amok. And they want to tell you if you can own a gun. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.